we said, hap is attracting us. That's one of the ways. When the attraction starts, you start to move, everything moves. Why? Because you become familiar with something which is out of normal senses. We call it Jahan Mahsusat, means this sensible universe. You go beyond the sensible one. And when you go beyond it, it's like opening a door, opening a window. Suddenly, you are connected. It happens like that. Yes?
When one sheep of the flock has jumped over a stream, then they all jump across on each other's heels. Mm-hmm.
This is something that you haven't experienced, maybe, because you don't see sheep. You just hear about them. But it's a very amazing trick, and all the children who have seen this, they enjoyed it very much. But forget about the sheep. National Geography, you will see the herds in Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania. They go around. It goes like this. The herd of the animal, they approach the river. They know they have to cross this river. They know there are crocodiles here. And some of them will die. So, nobody volunteers to go in. They stand. They get together. Suddenly, one of them jumps. As soon as the first one jumps, the herd will start to jump. Or there are logical explanations, because now is the moment, because when we are all of us in the water, the crocodiles cannot get all, you have the chance to run, and all that, but these are explanations I added to it. Because there is something else over there. What is there? Do you remember I talked about a phenomenon, critical mass? Parallel to that, there is mass hysteria. Mass hysteria, when it starts, the people will do something that in normal behavior never will do it. This is what will happen to these hooligans after the football play. See, what did you do? Burn the sun and all that. Why? Because they're too much together. And, imitation. The animal. Monkey see, monkey do, right? So one will jump, the other will jump. This will happen to all the feelings. Here is the same. You provoke one of these good feelings, it will jump. Then, you will understand the joy of jumping. When you really taste that good feeling of honesty, then cheating is very difficult for you. But before tasting it, of course not. And it adds up like this. So remember, you don't need to get all your senses together and push this and that and that. Is it you start with your imagination, right? Then illusion, then. One of them, when it clicks, suddenly, it's there. So this is how it goes. Start to look at the other part of yourself differently. Not like these senses. Yes?
Drive the sheep. Thy senses to pasture, let them browse on the he who had brought forth the herbage, that there they may browse on hyacinths and wild rose.
What did that mean? He who hath brought forth the herbage. What is that? You understand that the original is Arabic. When it comes to Arabic, they are confused because they don't know. Did he mean it with that Persian tendency or what? This is akhraj al-mara. But the meaning is getting out of that grazing place. Getting out of visible part. getting to the other side of it. Somehow he's talking about that, you know what? Look at your feelings. You see there are several of them. There is no one feeling. There's a herd in you. Is it? All of them, push all of them towards something. While they are eating the grass or grazing and they are happy, push them towards somewhere. And there are tricks here which, I'm sorry, are not translatable. Because eating the grass in Persian is chera. And why in Persian is chera? Why is that? So here he plays with the meaning of the word. Because where is the place that you always ask why? 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 That's in the science, right? Whatever they give you, you have the right to say, why is that? So over there is the field of why, which is the field of the grass for the animal to graze. So he would say, pay attention to those feelings in you. And let them get out of the field of questioning this stuff and trying to logically understand it. Yes? Why? Because?
That they may make their way to the verdant meadows of the realities. Every sense of thine may become an apostle to the senses and lead all senses into that paradise.
I believe they were there weak to find that word apostle. What is that apostle? What does it mean?
Isn't it like a disciple of somebody?
You know what the word in Persian is? Peygamber means prophet. As simple as that. You see, the religious tendency doesn't let them to open up to Rumi. They believe whatever he says, let's worry about that religious part of it, which Rumi didn't really give a damn, we know, because he was a mullah. Then he realized that that's not the way to read it poetically. This is why they change it. He will say, each senses of you will be the prophet for the other ones. Because when your sense gets the message and transfer it, so it's the messenger, period. What's wrong with that?
Maybe messenger is a better word than prophet.
Pardon me?
Maybe messenger.
Messenger, yes. Instead of prophet, you could say messenger, yes. But the apostle doesn't do, because he's not talking about the religious stuff. He's talking about interconnection of this, and this one will give the message to the other one. The message should be relayed, so suddenly it happens, that enlightenment. Why? The explanation will clarify it. Yes, let's hear the explanation.
Senses will tell their secret to thy senses, without tongue and without the proper or metaphorical meaning.
You see, that's what it is. And that metaphorical meaning is not metaphorical, the word here, is majaz. Majaz is fake. It's one of the meanings of hap is the real. The unreal is majaz. So he's talking about that one, the unreal one. And here, why I'm doing this, because the paragraphs like this, Rumi is very careful how he's using the words to explain unexplainable. Here he uses a very fine sense of the language here to play with this, because he wants to talk about magic. How else could he do it? Yes, the senses will tell your senses the secret without any language, without symbolism, without anything fake. The real one. Why? Yes.
For this proper meaning admits interpretations, and this guesswork is the source of imaginations,
okay. Imaging. Here we mixed up all the words. Because all the words are translated differently. First of all, because or for, this is kin, because this, okay? Then is haqiqat. Haqiqat is the truth, the pure reality, the truth. Haqiqat, you could give it priorities. This is ta'wil, because even in the haqiqat, in the conversation of meanings and stuff, you could prefer this meaning rather than that one. Because we talked about this, there is no language that one word has one meaning. There is no such a stuff, has never been, and it's impossible linguistically. Each word in any language has several different meanings. That's the only way that language is understandable and things like that, okay? So each word has several meanings. Did you saw for the Prophet? Here, they choose another word. I choose another word. This is giving priority to that kind of meaning, right? Okay, when we talk about the truth, the conversation of the truth, we'll do this, right? Because this is possible. Then there is the illusion. An illusion could provoke, I don't know how to say it, takhilat is, it's not imagination, is a funny, ridiculous imagination, being confused. See, the reasoning is like this, because talking about the truth is a complicated stuff. We have to give priorities to the meaning. Then illusion will arrive over, which will provoke a lot of silly imaginations even. If the truth is not relayed to you through a conversation, if you could see the truth, then do you need any prioritization or anything like that? That's a different. Read it again, two verses. For this
proper meaning admits of interpretations, and this guesswork is the source of imaginings.
But
in the case of that truth which is immediate and intuitive, there is no room for any interpretation.
This is the point. Now you get the point in these two verses. You see, there is one conversing about the truth or seeing the truth. When you converse, you are at some level of that truth, and there are priorities, and you could talk, argue, and blah blah. But if you see the truth, and we are talking about seeing this stuff, not the hearing this stuff. Do you remember we talked about the imitation science, we call it. The science that you learn through imitation. We always say, that will not do here. Here you need something else, because the subject is different. So he started the game from someone else. He said, these senses, they understand the reality. The other one are different. They help each other. But remember, each of them could be the messenger for the rest of them. And they invite all together. In philosophic argument, there is always some doors left open for interpretation. Here, we're talking about Ayn al-Yaqin. The first one was Ilm al-Yaqin, remember? This is Ayn al-Yaqin, and this doesn't suffice. We're tending to reach Haqq al-Yaqin, inshallah. Yes?
When all senses have become subject to thy sense, the heavenly spheres cannot avoid thee. When a dispute takes place as to the ownership of the husk belongs to him who possesses the kernel. When there happens to be a quarrel about a load of straw, observe Who is the owner of the